Good evening, afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning for you. Yeah, yeah. It's evening here. How are you going, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. Well, where are you is the million-dollar question. Do you look like you're in a restaurant or you're hanging about? Or
I'm in the Frankfurt Marriott Airport Hotel.
Oh, wow. Okay, because you're on tour at the moment, right?
Well, we just finished up a tour. So rather than go home, you know, fly all the way back to the States and then all the way back to Australia, it just made sense to stay in Germany for a couple extra days and then fly to Australia.
That's a pretty good deal, man. I got to say, that's a pretty damn good deal. Can you hear me okay? Yeah. Here?
I can hear you. I can hear you great. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's just one of those things. I'm not at my usual studio. This is the makeshift one.
Same.
That's why I'm floating in a skull. But but it's good to talk to you again, man. It's been a little while. Last time was on the...
Yes, it has. Yeah.
But, man, you're coming, as you just mentioned, you come down here with Suffocation this week. And, man, it's going to be wild, man. So many people are excited about this tour. How are you feeling about getting back down here?
I mean, I can't wait. You know, it's funny. I was talking with my drummer, Ash, the other day, you know, because we have some downtime in Germany. And I love Europe. I love touring the world. But, man, I'm just really fucking excited to go to Australia again. I just fucking love it down there. I don't know what it is, that the climate, the people, the environment, the food. I don't know. I just always love going to Australia. It's the shows are great, and it just feels like a really like nice vacation. It can be stressful traveling, of course, but I don't know. I guess there's maybe like a relaxing vibe or just a vibe of Australia that I really kind of gel with. So, yeah, I really honestly just can't wait to go back.
Because the last time we saw you was it Blackened? You didn't do a full tour. It was just the Blackened. Was that right? The Blackened opening?
Yeah, the festival. Yeah, in the Outback.
That's right. Yeah. How was that, man? That I would love to go.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was a total trip, man. I mean, you know, it's a lot of travel. It's a lot of flying. I mean, you know, getting from the States to Australia is obviously like a haul. And then like, you know, getting from, you know, a major airport in Australia all the way out to like Alice Springs. And then even when you're there, it's still another like, you know, 2 hour drive, like, you know, just into the Outback. So it's quite a destination to get to. But you know, I had a blast. You know, it was cool playing out there. Got to kind of walk around and roam the Outback for a little bit. Luckily, no venomous, you know, snakes or spiders bit me, so that was nice. It was just like a total trip to like be in the Outback like that. I don't know. It was truly a unforgettable experience. And it's cool too, because, you know, a lot of bands can say, oh, we've played New York or we've played LA or wherever, but you know, we played the goddamn Outback. So that's definitely like a nice feather in our cap.
One day I hope to do it. One day I'd love to go out there and just do it, because I think there'd just be a wild experience, especially with the bands that go out and play there are pretty awesome. Did you find any new Aussie bands while you're out there?
Oh man, you know, to be honest with you, it was such like kind of like a whirlwind, and we were still kind of like jet lagged. So I felt like I like, you know, was kind of sleeping part of the day, and then the other parts of the day I was kind of like just like exploring and like roaming around like the fairgrounds. But you know, Psychroptic played, so I mean obviously we love them. And or was it Psychroptic? Or it was one of Dave Haley's bands. I'm pretty sure it was Psychroptic. Yeah, because Todd was there. It was just a trip to be there. I don't know. You're just like, there's like nothing around for fucking miles. You know, it's like just like this weird outpost of heavy metal and beer drinking and you know, and then there's just like wild birds flying around. Like it's pretty fucking wild.
Because I'm on the Gold Coast. I don't know if you've been to the Gold Coast, which is just south of Brisbane. So we get all the best of everything here, but nothing like that. Yeah. That's just insane. But with the Suffocation tour, have you toured with those guys before? I mean, they're absolute legends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love Terrence. he's the man, you know, just total OG in the death metal scene, like, you know, pretty much, you know, helped to create a genre of you know, brutal technical death metal. You know, he's a living legend and just like such a great dude. But yeah, I've toured with those guys before. Really can't wait to hit the roll with them, hit the stage with them. They're such a powerhouse live, and they're just great dudes to hang with.
Are you in touch with, have you been like texting them saying, oh, hey man, like we'll go get some beers here, or we'll go do this here, or, you know, raid this guitar shop, or is there?
Right. No, I haven't hit them up yet, but, you know, that's kind of the fun part about touring. You know, it's like this kind of weird brotherhood, like, I don't know, like summer camp or something like that. You know, you could not see someone for like a couple of years, and then you see person, and then like, boom, you just pick up like right where you left off with them.
Do you find that a lot around the world, though? Like, there's obviously, you're in Germany right now, right? So is there bands over there that, you know, you try and make the effort to catch up with when you're over there?
Yeah, people, you know, I'll hit people up, or they'll hit me up, and, you know, they'll come out to the show, put them on the guest list, and get a good hang in. I mean, literally just the other day, like I said, we're staying in the Frankfurt hotel at the airport. So we were dropping Carnifex off, and we had to kind of go through the airport to get to where our hotel was, just to drop our bags and stuff. And on my way through the airport, I see our old light guy, Yob, who works for Campfire and Mayhem and Vatane, like all these different bands. And he was just getting back from a show, I forget where, but with Campfire, it was like a one-off kind of fly-in date. And here he is, like, checking in his stuff to fly back to Norway. I'm just like, no way! So it's great to catch up with old friends when it's expected, and it's great to have little funny, weird run-ins with old friends when it's completely unexpected as well. It's a crazy world we live in, and how you get to kind of cross paths with different people sometimes in the most random of places. You know, I just definitely wasn't expecting to see my buddy Yob at you know, whatever I was, 8:30 in the morning at the Frankfurt airport in the departures lane. But yeah, it was great to see him nonetheless. So yeah, it's something that I really cherish. You know, it's great to make these friends and these lasting friendships, and obviously the bond of music, and it's also a, you know, I don't need to tell you, metal's a niche genre, right? I mean, it's not for everybody. So it kind of makes the club that much more, you know, exclusive or whatever. And metal fans are so passionate, and so, they just love it. So the music bond just, I guess, kind of binds us together even further.
I guess you'd get that as well. You get fans. Do you get like recognized in weird places? Like you'll be just doing your grocery shopping, like picking up toilet paper, and someone would be like, "Oh, it's you." Do you get that?
That's happened to me sometimes. not super often, but every once in a while, someone will recognize me in a random
spot. Yeah,
in a random. It's cool. Like if I'm like, you know, I think it's happened to me before when I've been like, you know, randomly like out getting like lunch with like my mom or something like that. So that feels cool. You're like, oh, see, you know, this heavy metal thing's working out.
But the family's always the hardest to impress.
Exactly. Because
they're like, oh yeah, the band thing, their little band. How's your little band going? And then you like that. You're like,
Are you still doing the band? I love that one too.
Yeah. You get that as well. Yeah.
But actually, the time I impressed her the most, though, we were like randomly in like they did like a Power Rangers movie like reboot. Like this was like a few years back.
Yeah.
And our song like made it into the movie.
Right. Yeah.
So we went to go see it in theaters, and you know, we stayed for the credits so that she could see the, you know, revocation, you know, my name in the credits or whatever. So that was the one I think that she was impressed by that one.
Oh, sure. It's a random one, but it's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah.
But,
you know, when you're in theaters, that's impressive, I guess.
But you know, I know it happened last year, but you broke your wrist.
Yeah.
How have you been finding that, dude? Is it all healed up properly? No issues?
No issues at all. Yep. I was 6 weeks in a cast. I finished the tour just singing. Actually, I was singing with this hand, not this. This is the hand I broke.
Yeah.
And Yeah, my physical therapist was shocked when I came out of the cast. She was like, "You have like almost like full mobility. It's crazy." I mean, I had to still do like stretches and stuff like that, where I, you know, had to work on, because the muscle essentially, it shrinks. It's this long, and then it becomes this long once it's in the cast, because it kind of, I guess, maybe like atrophies a little bit, for lack of a better word. So you have to kind of do the stretches and all those things. But yeah, I'm back to doing push-ups. You know, I'm playing just fine. Like I said, she was pretty impressed with my mobility straight out of the cast. I can only attribute just 20 years of guitar playing, maybe strengthen the tendons or the blood flow or whatever to that area. But you know, she had like a checklist of exercises, and she was just, I could do pretty much every one. By the end, she handed me a hammer, and she was like, "All right, just swing this hammer around." I'm like, "Okay." And she's like, "All right, you're doing pretty damn good." So luckily the physical therapy was playing guitar for me.
Yeah. I've heard that, you know, a few people do that. Right. So that's cool. You know,
a lot of that motion.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. It happened on stage, right? Because I mean, that's not a usual thing though. Right.
No, I don't break my wrist on stage.
Quite often. Yeah. But I mean, mishaps. Like, man, I'm known here because I wear glasses. When I sing, I don't have the glasses on. And I'm known for like forever eating shit on stage. At least once a show, I'm falling off stage because I'm quite active. So I did some damage to my knee once really bad, and it's forever fucked. But
That sucks.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I need to do more leg exercises. I skip leg day all the fucking time.
Yeah, it's tough. Gotta get those squats in.
That's right. Yeah, it's not for me. But of course, the latest album, The Heaven, came out in 2022, and it's a great album, man. Now, I've been finding that some people have been having their different favorite songs that they've been picking and things like that in discussions. How are you finding that the songs are going on out there on the road? Are you getting certain people are gravitating towards certain tracks?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, so far, like all the songs that we've been playing from the record live have been going over really well. I think probably most people maybe are familiar with Diabolical Majesty because that was the first single and it had the music video in the skate park. So people seem to really get energized by that one. And it's also just kind of more of a ripping track. But it's been fun to play some more of the groovy, mid-paced ones. Like, we've been playing Nihilistic Violence, which is a heavy one. We've been playing God Forsaken, which is one of my favorite songs on the record. It's just got this real kind of heavy, plodding verse riff and like a pretty sort of epic bridge section that I think has some nice peaks and valleys to it. So yeah, I feel like all the material's been going over really well. We've been playing Lessons in Occult Theft, which has been cool.
That's a good one.
It's that one's a tough one. Very technical for the verse. But yeah, it's been very, very cool to see the reaction of fans to the new material live. Because, you know, when you're writing it, obviously, you're really passionate about it in the studio and, you know, in the rehearsal space. But you just don't know how it's going to go over live, because you get a favorite song and it just maybe just doesn't hit that hard live. But yeah, I've been pleased to say all the material is going over really well. And of course, we're playing, you know, older stuff as well to appease the fans of all generations.
Getting harder though, where you just get your set list, you go, "Fuck, man, we've got like all these albums, like how do we keep everyone happy?" You know,
we gotta skip entire records sometimes just because we don't have the time.
Yeah, have you ever thought about doing the thing where you do an album a night, you know, like how Coheed went and did the Never Ender thing, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, we got almost 10 records at this point. That'd be a lot of material to learn.
So you just, well, once
I
you're
just
done
think
with
that
it?
wouldn't be when you're playing on tour, I mean, you know, as a performer, it's like you gotta like you kind of get in a groove, and I feel like if we had to do a full record every night, by the time you get back around to the very first record, you're like, you're out of you're not rehearsed for it anymore. It's been almost 2 weeks since you've played that show with the first record, so I just feel like it would be tough to maintain that. Because it takes a good solid, you know, few days of rehearsal just to get the one set down.
Yes,
you know what I mean. So if we had 10 different sets, it would, and we rotated them constantly. I just feel like it would be, unless we had like a 3-hour sound check every day where we could really run the set and work the kinks out. But I just feel like it would be, that would be a difficult task to execute properly night after night with the attention to detail that the music demands.
And stopping your head from exploding from cramming it full of all those riffs. Yeah.
Exactly. I know, I'd start switching riffs around in different songs. And it would just be this kind of blend of,
It's like that meme with all the maths, you know, she's looking at all the math. You're like, it'd just be.
Exactly. Although, you know, it would be cool to do like a, like Metallica's done it where you do like a medley or something like that. It would be cool to maybe work out like a 5-minute long song that has like a riff from every album in it or something like that. That could be kind of cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Have you been writing new material? Are you thinking that far ahead?
The new record's fully written. The drums are already recorded.
Say what?
Yeah.
Bro, when are we looking at it? Like,
well, I've got to record the guitars and the vocals when I get back. Well, actually, first thing I need to do is finish recording the Gargoyle stuff. That's my other band. So
I've got
my band Gargoyle. So we're gonna do that as soon as I get home, finish that up. Then I pivot to writing all the lyrics and recording all the guitars and writing the solos for the next Revocation record. So I'm gonna be busy over the summer.
Yeah, man. Hey, could we see Gargoyle down here in Australia? Is that something that's been
talk
cards?
To your local promoters. We'll love to fly down there and play for you guys.
That would be so fucking sick. Or even like a festival or something, man.
Gargoyle's definitely trying to do more stuff. If you know anyone that books festivals or anything like that, Gargoyle would love to play.
I don't have any cash now, but I've got my wallet. I'll just give you my wallet as just a
get the wallet out. We'll take the credit. There you go. Yeah, we'll put the credit cards on the flights and we'll be good to go.
My wife would be like, what's Gargoyle? I'd be like, well, that's a funny story. But
it's a complicated question when you say it that way.
But hey, we're gonna have some guests in our house for a while.
Right.
And then just don't worry about it.
Exactly.
One thing I did want to ask you about, now this has been a bit of a hot topic with a few people at the moment, is I've been noticing a lot of bands that I've seen for years have been switching to going direct with guitars and stuff like that. No amps on stage with just the in-ears. And I feel like it's taking the balls out of it. You know, I've seen some bands that I love recently where it's just, you're just listening to, it just sounds, you're losing the punch on stage. What's your thoughts about that? I mean, it's nothing new, but it's becoming more of a trend now.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I feel like trends, they kind of come into favor and then they go out of favor. It's like, you know, it's a pendulum and there's always like new toys to play with that people get excited about. So I get it. I appreciate it. I'm certainly not going to you know, talk shit on it or anything like that, because for some people it really works. And I get it, it's very convenient to fly with like your whole rig and it's like this small thing and you can take it anywhere. Don't have to deal with gear rentals. I mean, a lot of shit starts chipping away at your bottom line, you know, as a touring musician, and you know, overhead ain't getting any less expensive as the years go on. So I totally get it. And I think it kind of comes down to the mix, you know, it comes down to the room, and it's probably just going to, I mean, not probably, I'm sure it's definitely just going to get better and better as the years go on, as the technology gets better. Personally, I use real amps. So, I mean, that probably, you know, that's my answer right there. And you can take it as you will. So to me, I like the sound of real amps better for my sound and also for me personally on stage. There's something about having a cabinet ripping on stage and feeling that, just the fucking floor vibrating.
Yeah,
it just feels like I'm playing live. So that to me is what I like to do. But everyone's got their preference and that's okay.
It's true. That was a very diplomatic answer.
I'm a diplomatic guy.
Yeah, I was like, you know, but it's, you know, I'm with you. I love the feeling of being up there, especially as a vocalist, and feeling that punch in the atmosphere and the amps pushing. More of that. But of course, Gargoyle, this tour is coming up, the new album. What else is on the cards for you, man?
Oh man, yeah. So the new Revo record, the new Gargoyle record. Rumor has it, Pallid Veil might be working on some material. I can't say that for absolute certainty, but you know, we might be writing some stuff for that. So just a lot of music, just good things all around.
Man, it's all happening. It's all happening, bro. It's gonna be a good year ahead, I think.
But right. I've got a nice shoey in my future, you know, in a few days.
Dude, are you game for it? Are you gonna do it?
Nah, I don't. I've never done it before. You know, I don't know. I have to walk around. I don't have like that many pairs of shoes, so I probably you know, with me. Man. So I feel like, but I'll watch someone do it. If anyone, you know, open invitation. If anyone wants to do a shoey on stage while we're playing. As long as you're not spilling beer everywhere.
Man, the worst one I saw was, you know that band Soil? This band Soil?
Yeah,
the singer
yeah.
of Soil, when they were here recently,
he did one?
He did one on the most filthiest shoe I've ever seen in my life. Oh. And he did it, and he's like, and then off he went, and he disappeared for the rest of the night. Apparently it just
Poor guy.
I know, you got to be careful, and don't tempt. Don't tempt it, man, because I'll make you do it. No.
All right. I won't tempt the shoey gods.
Man. All right. Well, brother, thanks again for hanging out on the show. It's good to see you. We'll see you in
Likewise,
Brisbane.
Likewise, man. Yeah, and please come say what's up, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell
absolutely,
yeah.
Man.
Fuck yeah.
And yeah, we'll have all the links here on the site and in the show notes.
Killer.
Yeah. Take care, brother. I'll see you soon.
Take care. Thank you so much.
See you, man.